Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite.
Nate, Archibald. Can I just get your number? Hey, Serena.
Nate.
This is Juliet.
Here you go, Grandpa. This is Milo Humphrey, your grandson.
We need to get our own paternity test done.
Milo's birth certificate says his blood type is O negative. Likely so is Milo's real father.
I've been acting like I'm okay, but I'm not. What if I stay like this forever? What if I never get over Chuck?
When you drag me in from the alley, you're gonna just save my life. You gave me the hope of a new one.
To New York? You got me a ticket?
We don't need tickets. I'm Chuck Bass.
Where is she, Pam? And who am I? That's the secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO. Gossip.
Understand. How can Gossip Girl be down my first day at Columbia?
Maybe Gossip Girl gets kidnapped. Unstable ex-boyfriend locking down at Tattletale Inn.
Dorota, what did I tell you? No one watching Law & Order SVU while you're breastfeeding. No, unlike those plebeians at NYU, the students at Columbia actually respect and understand the power of Gossip Girl. But how is my first day supposed to matter if Gossip Girl isn't around to tell people it does?
Still nothing.
Good. I thought how exciting the first day of school can be. New fall wardrobe, fresh slate. The fact that Gossip Girl isn't around to stir up trouble only makes it that much more perfect.
Or she could be planning something big for your first day. After all, the site says on construction, not out of service.
Looking at your world, it's magnificent. So if you really are the big boss like you say, can you make it so that no one comes up here and disturbs us?
I already made the call.
The good thing about no Gossip Girl, no Chuck.
What about you? You're the one who has to start college with an ex-boyfriend loose on campus.
Oh, there won't be any issues. Nate and I are still friends, even if he is dating some gorgeous blonde named Juliet.
Oh, please, you are Serena Vanderwoodson, and we've been on campus, what, 5 minutes? I bet there's already an entire frat house filled with guys fighting over you. And don't worry, my jealousy issues are as over as surf fabrics for evening wear. And besides, we're carrying on our divide and conquer strategy from Paris.
But where will our neutral meeting ground be? Hot and Crusty will not possibly do after Café Louis-Philippe.
But Hamilton House will.
So they do have a Columbia chapter. You know, I always suspected Nate was a member, but you never fessed up.
He was right not to. Their membership is so restrictive, it makes Soho House look like a halfway house.
So then how do we apply?
We don't. Incoming students are selected by an anonymous board of alumni. If you dare to think you were chosen, you have to find the key master on the first day of class. Either a key or white hot shame awaits you.
And let's go and see our new accessories.
Hello?
I'm dreading this. It's not just the truth might be a relief, it's also the toughest thing you'll ever have to face.
Well, just be prepared. Who knows how he'll react?
He may not even believe you.
And genetics don't lie, even though some doctors who administer paternity tests do. I'm here. Wish me luck.
Good luck, my darling.
Hey, Dad. Is everything okay?
Is Georgina home?
No, she should be back from her spa trip any moment. Why? Why, what's going on? Hey, man. I meant to give this back to you last night. Summer was very rewarding, but I'm done.
You and Serena back on?
No. But I'm good. I met this girl I like. Now if I can only get her to go out with me.
Have faith. If a good woman can change me, surely one can date you.
Good morning, Nate. It's nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Eva.
Everything's so different. I keep wanting to call him Henry.
It's a long story, but it has a happy ending.
Should I make us some breakfast?
You don't have to make anything for anyone. You can have whatever you want at the touch of a button. Now, Simone is waiting for you in the spa on the second floor. Just tell her what you'd like to eat. She'll have it delivered before the massage. Or after. It's entirely up to you.
This is crazy. Your life is perfect.
Now so is yours. So, Henry, why do I get the impression that you might not have told her your whole life story?
Wow, I thought college was going to be different than high school.
Who would want that?
Sorry, but this is a private club. No husbands allowed.
Penelope, good to see you too. Long time.
Clearly, standards have slipped if you're a member here. To whom should I speak to have you removed once we get our keys?
The wall.
My great aunt, who is a founding member. Ah, nepotism. That explains it. Now, if you don't mind, would you direct us to the keymaster, then give me some cashews. I'm famished. Those two are so in. You know the key master?
It's perfect.
Well, maybe. We're here to get our keys. Blair Waldorf, Serena Vanderwoodson.
Hi, we've met.
I'm sorry, we have?
And Dan Humphreys with Nate.
Oh, right, Serena. This is why I hate it when best friends show up together. Unfortunately, I'm down to my very last key, which means only one of you made the list.
Only one?
It's okay. We'll find a different meeting place. The library, or a bookstore, or Starbucks.
This key's for Blair Waldorf.
Sorry for the silent treatment, gossips, but everyone needs the occasional R&R, even yours truly. Lucky for you, I observed a sacred Upper East Side tradition and had a little work done while I was gone. Now, enough with the pleasantries. Time for the dirt. I spy with my many eyes Chuck Bass returning from Paris yesterday with a pretty new fall accessory. But if she's the kind of girl you bring home to meet your stepmother, why is Chuck visiting Lily solo?
So sorry, I know how much Miley means to you. I just can't believe this. Why? Why would Georgina do this? How? Do you want me to stick around until she gets home? We can talk to her together and figure this out.
No, no, I think I need to handle this on my own.
Thanks, man.
Also spotted, Lonely Boy's baby mama looking like one hot mama on the beach in St. Bart's. If she's flown the coop, who's cleaning up her baby's poop? And what about Serena and Blair? It seems our girls have started their college careers with a social call to Hamilton House.
I'm sorry, Serena, but this club is for members only.
Great, I'll see myself out then.
But if B is the one holding the key to the kingdom, yes, Serena is out in the cold.
I'm sorry for what happened with Jenny. She was in a bad place. I could have helped her. Instead, I just used her pain for my own self-destruction.
Thank you for the apology. And welcome home. Please don't disappear again.
I don't intend to. I just hope everyone's as relieved to see me as you are.
Well, let's not ask for too much off the bat, shall we? So tell me what happened. I heard about the mugging from Serena, but then...
I met someone. Someone wonderful. She found me, nursed me back to health. Her name's Eva.
So when do I get to meet her?
When do you feel it would be appropriate to introduce her to everyone?
I'm not going to lie. You haven't exactly come home to a fan club. But let me talk to Rufus and Eric and see if I can make some progress.
I'd appreciate that.
Why don't you bring Eva to Fashion's Night Out tomorrow? Everyone can meet and mingle without the pressure of a dinner.
That sounds great. Thank you. Thank you for everything.
Serena, I don't have to accept. Any club that'll only take one of us is a club I don't want to be a part of.
Blair, stop it. I would never stand in the way of your social progress. Besides, Hamilton House isn't for me anyway. It's much more right bank.
That's why you're my best friend.
Hey.
First day download dinner tonight, Sorella?
Of course. I'll see you later.
That's right, it's Sparks, S-P-A-R. I'm sorry, can you hold on one moment? Hello?
Dan, hey, we didn't get much of a chance to talk last night, but I was...
Is that Milo right here?
Serena, this is a terrible time. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to call you later, all right?
Later, man.
Nate, how happy am I to see a friendly face? Walk me to class. I'm really lost. Can you help me, please?
You know what? I'm running late, so I'm sorry.
Okay. You know, it would be really great to catch up for real, though. Blair and I are going to dinner tonight. Do you want to join? We can start our own club.
You know what? I'm already a part of this one. I'm going to go ahead now.
I'll call you back.
Chuck is in New York.
He came to see me this morning. Thought I would just tell you when I saw you.
Well, Eric told me first. Apparently it was on Gossip Girl.
You have every right to be upset with him, but we can't undo what's already been done. He's trying to make amends, take responsibility. What else is there? He met this woman who's had a big impact on him. You can see for yourself how much. I invited them to the party tomorrow night, and I would appreciate if you would just give them both a chance.
Well, Jenny keeps telling me it wasn't his fault. Maybe it's time I believed her.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
What do you think of this one?
If I answered out loud, I'd probably be asked to leave the store. I'm afraid I have to go see my lawyer. Apparently, disappearing for 3 months isn't good for business.
But I don't know which one is appropriate for the event.
Buy them all. My card's with Leandra. When you're finished, the car's waiting outside. Bye.
Wait. I don't know who's more excited that you're in the house. The girls that want to borrow your clothes or the boys that want to pick them off? Oh, well, thanks for the warning on both counts. But I have to ask, why didn't Serena get a key? It just seems like kind of an oversight to me. I agree, but maybe it's not the worst thing in the world. Isn't it nice to have something that's just yours for a change? I see you're at the campus. Listen, I know that you said that you had plans with Serena tonight, but maybe you can stop by the house for a drink beforehand. Inaugural martinis are a 100-year-old tradition, and so are the eager-to-please college boys. I do hate to disrespect tradition. Bye.
Leandra, help, I'm stuck.
Oh, hello.
Blair, right?
I'm Eva.
Yeah, I know who you are. I'm just surprised to see you here. Chuck asked me to come back with him.
No, I don't mean in the city. I mean in Carla's family.
I don't mean it either. Chuck is so wonderful. He's paying me a dress for a party that is...
Look, if you want to pull up in Chuck's hotel suite and feed him croissants, that's his business. But introducing you to his family, my friends...
There, I don't want to hurt you in any way.
Oh, you're the one that's going to end up being hurt, Mavish, and not by me. Chuck will soon realize that it doesn't matter if the dress is couture or if the girl is off the rack. And then, as with all things that don't fit, you'll be sent back to where you came from. Oh, and by the way, if I were you, I'd want to accessorize with some gloves. Not even a manicure can mask those peasant hands.
And
And the only thing we know about Georgina's whereabouts is that she's in St. Bart's.
I called every resort I could find. There is no Georgina Sparks staying in any of them. She could have moved to a different island by now. She could be staying under a different name. I don't know, but she took everything, Vanessa. She took her passport. She's gone. She left
Milo, and I don't think she's coming back.
So we know you dated royalty.
Tell us what it's like.
Well, dating a prince isn't really different than dating anyone else, except instead of flowers, you get diamonds.
Another martini, bee?
Actually, I think Penelope wants to get me a drink.
To make up for the less than lovely welcome.
Hey, how far are you?
I'm starving.
I'm so sorry, S. I totally lost track of time. Can you hang on a second?
Can I invite Serena? It's club members only tonight. I'm sorry, but don't tell her that you're here, though. You saw her face when she didn't get a key. I don't want her to feel bad.
Where are you?
I'm just walking into my building. The doormen are hopeless gossips.
You're not leaving, are you? You still owe us tips on dating royalty.
Can I take a rain check, S? I'm feeling more like a bubble bath than bubbly tonight.
I guess I'll just see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye.
Spotted. Be holding court at Hamilton House. Don't worry, S. It's not your party, but you can cry if you want to.
Hey. I was hoping I'd find you here.
And I was hoping you'd find me.
So I was wondering, does volunteering at Fashion's Night Out mean you can't bring a date?
Not necessarily, but I prefer not to mix business with pleasure.
How long are you going to make me wait? Serena's out of the picture.
Are you sure Serena agrees with that?
That's why she doesn't get a vote. How about I volunteer, and then that way it can be work, both of us.
You don't give up, do you?
I haven't had to try this out before. It's refreshing.
Hey.
Were we supposed to meet us?
Last night we were, but according to Gossip Girl, you had a better offer.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's okay. I know you're gonna have house events. You just don't need to cover it up.
I know. I was just drunk on gin and attention, and Julia told me that I shouldn't tell you because it would hurt your feelings. And I know I shouldn't listen to her.
Julia, the one who's dating my ex and swears she doesn't remember my name, she's concerned with my feelings now? If anything, she's the one behind all of this.
All of this. Oh my gosh. You can't believe you didn't get in. You've never lost before. This isn't a conspiracy, Serena. Face it. Hamilton House just didn't want you.
Did you just get a key?
Yep. And my mom said I'd never get in unless I lost 10 pounds. She's a bitch.
Ava, you ready? We should go. What's wrong?
You should go without me.
I thought you wanted to meet everyone.
Yesterday, after you left me at the shop, I ran into Blair.
Let me guess. She took one look at you, radiant in a beautiful gown, and started shredding the dress and your self-esteem.
Some of what she said made sense.
That's Blair. She wouldn't waste a breath hurling insults if she didn't think they'd land. She reads people, senses vulnerability. She just needs to be stronger.
Easy for you to say.
You're used to all of this. The cars and clothes, the spa, the roof. I'm not like you or Blair. When we walk into that party, you'll see me through everyone else's eyes, and it won't be so charming.
It's not true. I'm glad you're not too comfortable here. Honestly, it speaks to your character. It's the reason Lily will love you, why everyone will once they get to know you.
Can you tell me all their names again?
Lily.
Rufus.
Rufus.
Eric.
Serena.
You know, Elliot is the bow tie master in our relationship, so I guess I can't wear one now until he's home visiting from Yale.
If your mother taught me, I could teach you. Or we can call in the true expert. Your mother invited Chuck and his new girlfriend tonight. She feels strongly that he's changed. After talking it over, I think that we should see for ourselves. Everybody deserves a second chance.
Hey, second chance, sure, but Chuck's had a bunch. After a certain point, a person's beyond redemption.
Look, this is hard for me, too. And as upset as the Jenny situation might make me, you just can't go writing people off.
You don't understand. It's not like what happened between Chuck and Jenny was an isolated incident.
What do you mean, not isolated?
I shouldn't have said anything.
This is important, Eric. What are you not telling me?
When Jenny was a freshman, Chuck tried to force himself on her at a party. So I don't care what Chuck says about being a changed man. What he did to Jenny this time makes it clear. He has always been that person, and he always will be. I'm sorry, Rufus.
All right, we're leaving. We're not coming back here.
Well, what did they say?
If Milo would go into foster care before he gets adopted, which could take years, and until then, he'd move from home to home, you know, with no real family, and I couldn't even see him if I wanted to.
That's awful.
You think that's awful? There's an entire wall of photos covered with kids waiting to be adopted. I don't care if Milo's not my biological son. He's not going to foster care. If Georgina does not turn up, I'm keeping him.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Serena. I actually can't talk right now. I'm running late to go help out downtown.
Oh, come on. Don't you think you're going a little far to hold on to Nate?
What are you talking about? Serena, if this is about the keys, as I said, there was only one left. And it was marked for Blair.
Really? Because I ran into a girl who got her key for me this afternoon.
Yes. Okay, it's true. There were more keys. But I thought that it would be even more awkward if I revealed that. I don't determine who the keys go to. The alumni committee makes that decision. At least they usually do.
What do you mean?
It wasn't them who didn't want you in. It was someone else.
Okay, then who? Blair? No, she wouldn't do that.
You were on the list until 2 nights ago, and when I called to find out what had happened, they said that Blair Waldorf had called to give them more information about you, including something about a sex tape with a guy named Pete Behrman. Did you really think that she was ever going to let you steal her spotlight at Columbia? Serena, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said anything. I would hate it for you not to know the truth.
They say old habits die hard.
Sorry.
But when it comes to Serena and Blair, old jealousies die harder.
Even if I drop out of school, it means I have to get a job. I have to get a nanny. What if I got one who spikes Milo's bottle of Benadryl at nap time?
I could. Maybe help.
No, you've been great, but this is more than like a good squabble on formula runs.
I mean, I could move in. And we could work it out the same way you were going to do it with Georgina. And I have mostly morning classes anyway.
Well, Vanessa, hold on a second. This is way beyond girlfriend duty. You know, you didn't sign up for any of this.
Neither did you. And today's the last day I can withdraw from campus housing and get my money back.
Are you sure?
If Ted Danson and Tom Selleck can do it,
So can we. Right?
As long as it doesn't make me Gutenberg.
Told me she's meeting Juliet at Diane Van Gerstenberg. Finally, nothing makes it a party like a Serena Blair showdown. Prepare your cell phones, ladies.
I never think I would be so nervous.
Hey, I told you, underneath all the pretty, they're all just starving wannabes. Let's go find Lily.
My husband, Rufus, and my son, Eric.
Hello.
Just a second, boss. Why don't you, we got a drink. It might take the edge off. Would you mind?
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
So are you going to entertain us with another song this year?
Why don't we top up our glasses and we can discuss that in major detail.
Oh, wonderful.
Rufus? Eric, good to see you. Okay, I'm sorry.
You got a lot of nerve showing your face here.
I never really spoke with you.
She did, but that was before I found out you tried to rape my 14-year-old daughter.
I know. Nothing I can do will make up for that night, but it was years ago. I apologized to Jenny. She forgave me. Did something happen to change your mind?
No, I just thought it was time Rufus knew the whole story between you and Jenny. I'm glad I did, because now I can keep you the hell away from my family.
I understand your anger, and I'm truly sorry, but I want you to know that I would never do anything to hurt your daughter or anyone else ever again. If you'll excuse me.
As a father, it's my responsibility to make sure no one else's daughter gets hurt like mine did. So where's this new girlfriend Lily told me about? She should know what kind of a man you are. Is that her?
No. It's obviously just another social climber making a play for Chuck Bass. Whether she is, she's not with me.
What's going on? Flash sale on wrap dresses?
Better. Serena thinks Blair blocked her from getting into Hamilton House and is going Jersey Shore on her ass.
And Gossip Girl's streaming it live.
Oh, you couldn't stand my stealing your spotlight. Why would Hamilton House want you? Have you seen
just see. I love Carly. Give it a minute.
We can watch from here.
I learned a lot about the issues. Oh, you mean your daddy issues? Oh, but you're so healthy. I love Chuck. I hate Chuck. I love Nate, then Dan, then Dan again. Aaron, Gabriel, Carter, Tripp, then Dan again, then Nate again. Did your father finally fix up? Because he seemed pretty busy giving your mom fake cancer.
I think we've seen enough. We have to save our sister from that crazy bitch.
Turns out I'm not the crazy one.
Or the bitch. Champagne.
Spotted. S&B discovering the joys of filmmaking. Smile for your close-up, Juliet.
You don't really have the Humphrey job, but my name is in your birth certificate, so I'm going to be your dad. Vanessa's going to be here, so that means you're probably going to be the only kid at preschool who's seen the Battleship Potemkin more times than Finding Nemo. Let's hope she brought some pizza, because Daddy's starving. You hungry?
Oh, my sweet baby, I missed you so much.
How are you doing?
I'm back from the spa, and much refreshed. Thank you for noticing.
Regina, I know you weren't at the spa, and I know Milo is not my son.
Dan, I'm sorry. I can explain.
Oh, I hate it.
You don't understand. Someone was trying to kill me.
Admittedly, your ploy to blame me for Serena not getting into Hamilton House would have worked in high school, but not now.
Did you really think I would believe you over Blair?
I don't know what you're talking about. Or what just happened here.
We had Dorota film us earlier.
Gossip Girl played it as a favor. She prefers to be the only one screwing with us.
Hey, Juliet, what's going on?
Serena's upset she didn't get into Hamilton House.
You purposely kept me out.
Why would I do that? Because you're jealous of her relationship with Nate and her friendship with me, obviously. Whatever twisted frenemy/ex-boyfriend situation you have going on, Serena, it has nothing to do with me. I told you that the alumni committee makes the decision.
You seriously thought we wouldn't know anyone in the committee?
You can't. That's the secret part of a secret committee. Unless the Keymaster misbehaves. Half of the board members of Bass Industries are alumni. One phone call confirmed the obvious that Serena has always been at the top of the list. Congratulations, darling. Key, please.
Juliet.
Ladies, champagne?
Juliet.
Nate, are you really going after her?
I didn't find your show as charming as everyone else did.
Well, it wasn't meant to be. What's going on? It's like ever since I got back, you're angry with me. I thought we ended things as friends.
Serena, you cheated on me with Dan. And then you dumped me, and then you disappeared for the whole summer. And you come back acting as if nothing's changed. But I did. And I guess it took me until now to realize just how mad I am at you.
When I got on the plane to Minsk, the guy from the bar wasn't in the seat next to me. It was a Russian businessman named Sergei. By the time we landed, we were platinum members of the Mile High Club.
Oh, why am I not surprised?
We did it on the ground, too. Anyway... Everything would have been fine if he didn't tell his loony wife, Oksana, that I was pregnant with his child. She threatened to kill me.
So then you escaped to Brooklyn. But this is all just a cover, because you're really a Russian spy, like those women in Westchester.
No. I mean, not that I wasn't approached, because I was. I came back because three guys named Boris were paid a lot of money to hunt me down. And then I realized if I could make Oksana believe that it wasn't Sergei's baby, she would leave me alone. I thought you were the only guy decent enough, at least who I slept with, to take on that responsibility. I sent a fork to the paternity test. It was Sergei's. I just labeled it Dan Humphrey.
Is this all supposed to somehow be flattering?
Yes. When you signed the birth certificate, Oksana called up her Cossacks. You saved my life and Milo's.
And to show your thanks, you lied to me and you abandoned your son.
Look, I was free and clear on a beach in St. Bart's, like a younger, hotter version of Kathleen Turner in Body Heat. But I missed Milo. I needed to come home. I called my parents, and we spent the last 24 hours in an intensive family therapy session. They're going to let me move back in.
I'm truly glad that you've gotten your priorities straightened out here, but there's no way that I'm letting you take this child.
I'm sorry, Dan, but it's not your choice. He's not your son.
Georgina, what's going on?
Milo's going home.
Rufus told me what happened.
Probably shouldn't be so stupid to me.
I explained to him that Jenny confided in me a while ago about the party and reassured him that she's put the past in the past and wants to move on. I love him. And if Eva is everything you say she is, I think she will too.
Can you take it to the hotel, please?
Hey.
I couldn't find your car. They're all with us.
Listen to me, Slay.
There's nothing to say. I told you this would happen.
If it wasn't you, I was ashamed of. It was me.
What can you have to be ashamed of?
Everything I did until the day I met you. Look, I should have told you about my past, but I couldn't risk losing you.
Well, I'm good now. So tell me, who the hell are you, Trickbass?
Sometimes you just have to come clean, no matter how many dirty secrets come out.
Here. Hey, Blair. Will I see you at my show tomorrow?
I would miss it.
Welcome home.
I'd like to say I'm glad, but the jury's still out. Apparently you met Emma.
Yeah, well, I told you to come home. I never said it was going to be easy. Is she still with you?
Not anymore.
Wow. She lasted 2 days. I'm impressed.
It was good to see you, Blair. I can't believe.
I'm not gonna lie, it was hard to hear the things you've done. But I've seen the man you can be. I choose to believe in that man.
Come on, let's meet my family.
Hey, I thought you left.
I had to oversee. Get back. Some advice. Don't get into a fight at a party. Help organize.
So, awkward question. Is it true you shot Serena not because of me?
When Serena walked into Hamilton House, it just... sort of hit me. Your ex-girlfriend is going to be around all the time.
Well... that's an interesting reaction for someone who's not sure that I'm wrong.
Maybe I'm more sure than I thought. Once men have tasted caviar, it baffles me how they settle for catfish. How you doing?
I'm okay, I guess. I just talked to my dad, and he thinks I should keep busy. You know, throw myself into more traditional college pastimes like Noam Chomsky and beer pong.
Sounds like good advice.
Easier said than done, unfortunately.
Look, I don't want to bug you, but the van's double parked downstairs with my boxes, so should I just have them take everything back to the dorm?
What do you mean?
We don't have to do this, Dan. I mean, we made this decision when we thought Milo was going to be here.
I want you to stay. Hey, I'm just curious. Did you pack that hideous bath mat that your mom made for you?
It's a prayer rug.
Oh. Okay. Was it wrong of me to pray that it got lost in the move? Yeah. Okay, it'll look crazier.
Come help me.
So, how was it seeing Chuck with Eva?
Harder than I expected. But at least he's not going to Columbia. No offense.
Yeah, I guess I just... didn't expect Nate to be so mad at me.
I thought the only thing he got upset about was a badly rolled joint. But we both deserve better. And now that we're at Hamilton House, where we belong, we'll find it.
I don't know, even though I was right about Juliet, you were right about me. I did assume college would be easy.
It'll get better. After all, you are Serena Vanderwoodson. And you do have the best off-campus housing of anyone at Columbia.
What are you talking about?
Follow me.
What?
Ta-da! Your new bedroom.
work the minute I got back from Paris. You should have seen her yelling at the decorator while Anastasia was fast asleep a year ago.
You say he cannot get wallpaper done in time. I simply make it clear he can.
So what do you think?
Oh.
Can best friends live together all year?
Of course.
Rumor has it F and B changed their relationship status from besties to roomies. Lovers, moving in is risky business. On your ring, you're running wild. Anytime the rules change, you don't know how they'll change you. We take the risk because the payoff can be so great. But the truth is, we never truly know who we're living with. Or the company they keep.
How are you?
And? Nothing's fine.
Guys are easy, but the girls are presenting a little bit more of a challenge. Apparently, sisterhood is like well on the Upper East Side.
How long can that last?
Exactly. So you just keep your focus on not getting raped or killed.
It's a minimum security prison.
And you are hot. Even white collar criminals get lonely. Don't worry. Get it done.
Better watch out, kids. Trouble's moving in, and it's looking to make the Upper East Side its bitch. XOXO, Gossip Girl.